This is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. United Nations officials say Russia is willing to discuss lengthening its 3-hour daily suspension of military action in the Syrian city of Aleppo. The Russians were set to begin a daily pause in hostilities in order to allow humanitarian aid workers access to the area. But a rebel spokesman told Reuters that the ceasefire had not been upheld. He said there was an escalation of action by Russian warplanes and that government forces had tried to advance on the city. Russia's UN envoy said Thursday the issue of Crimea's annexation, in his words, will never be revisited. Vitaly Churkin spoke to reporters at the United Nations. The UN Security Council met at Ukraine's request Thursday in a closed-door session to discuss the tensions over Crimea. Russia has accused Ukraine of plotting attacks on the peninsula. Ukraine's envoy, Volodymyr Yelchenko, dismissed the accusations and invited Russia to present evidence backing them. Ukrainian officials say plots of attacks are pure fantasy, arguing Russia is likely to use the accusations as a pretext for an escalation of the 2-year-long conflict in East Ukraine. Turkey carried out airstrikes against Kurdish rebels in northern Iraq Thursday. State-run media said the airstrikes killed a number of militants in the Sinat Afnain region. American gymnast Simone Biles is now officially the best gymnast in the world. Biles on Thursday won the women's individual all-round contest at the Olympics in Rio, while teammate Ali Raisman took the silver medal. Russian Alia Mustafina took the bronze. This is VOA News. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump Thursday called President Barack Obama the founder of the Islamic State group and his Democratic opponent Hillary Clinton its most valuable player.
Our government isn't giving us good protection. Our government has unleashed ISIS. I call President Obama and Hillary Clinton the founders of ISIS. They're the founders.
The Democratic National Committee called Trump's comments outrageous and unhinged. For a second time this week, a group of prominent Republicans says it will not support Trump for president. More than 70 party members, including former congressmen and senior members of the last 3 Republican administrations, have drafted a letter to Republican National Committee Chairman Reince Priebus asking him to stop using Republican money, time, staff, and advertising to support Trump. Trump spoke to a group of evangelical Christians in Orlando, Florida, Thursday. He promised to overturn the 1954 amendment to the tax code that makes it illegal for tax-exempt organizations to endorse political candidates. Hillary Clinton, meanwhile, was in Warren, Michigan, where she formally unveiled her economic plans.
We need to grow the economy and we need to make it fairer. The tide is not rising fast enough, and it is certainly not lifting all boats. Since the crash, too many of the gains have gone to the top 1%.
Clinton proposes creating 10 million jobs, rebuilding crumbling roads, bridges, and ports, taking away the tax credits for U.S. companies that move overseas, and making college and child care more affordable. Afghan security forces are making efforts to secure the safe release of the crew of a Pakistani helicopter that crashed inside Afghanistan last week. A Pakistani foreign ministry spokesman says Afghanistan has informed his government that the crew members are safe. He said Afghan officials are making efforts through the elders in the area for the recovery of all of the crew members. The U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration said Thursday marijuana will remain on its list of dangerous drugs. The agency says pot has no medical benefits. The Ecuadorian government announced on Wednesday that it would allow Swedish investigators to interview WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange at its embassy in London. That comes after a 4-year stalemate over conditions for the interview. Police say a Canadian man who previously was held on suspicion of terrorist ties was killed in a taxi cab Wednesday in Ontario while on his way to detonate a bomb in a public place. Royal Canadian Mounted Police Commander Jennifer Strawn told reporters Thursday 24-year-old Aaron Driver detonated an explosive device in a taxi cab Wednesday while surrounded by police. The confrontation took place in the southern Ontario town of Strathroy. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.